This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Myanmar's ruling junta says fighting between coup protesters and security forces in Mandalay on Tuesday left four demonstrators dead. A statement says security forces were met with small arms fire and grenades during a raid on a house in the country's second biggest city. In addition to the four dead protesters, whom the junta described as terrorists, 20 members of the raiding party were injured, while eight others were arrested for possession of homemade mines, hand grenades, and small arms. The junta has struggled to put down daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar since the overthrowing of the civilian government on February 1st and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Fierce fighting continues to rage across Afghanistan, where officials reported today security forces had reversed some of the recent advances by the Taliban as U.S. and NATO allies wind up two decades of military presence in the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Monday that recent gains by the Taliban in Afghanistan would not alter the timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops.
As we said from the very beginning, while there is a schedule, we were mindful that that schedule could fluctuate and change as conditions change. So I can't speak to any specific recommendations he's making about the Taliban advances, but I can tell you that he's looking at the situation every day with a fresh set of eyes to see if, you know, the pace that we're setting is the appropriate pace for the kinds of capabilities that we think we need to, again, conduct a safe and orderly retrograde.
Taliban fighters took control of the key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province yesterday and encircled the provincial capital as the insurgent group added to its string of recent victories on the battlefield. This is VOA News. Biden administration officials are insisting that the election of a hardliner as Iran's president won't affect prospects for reviving the faltering 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran. But there are already signs that their goal of locking in a deal just got harder. While the Biden administration maintains nothing has changed, optimism over a potentially imminent agreement fizzled even before the election. In his first public comments since the Friday election, incoming Iranian president Ibrahim Raisi rejected a key Biden goal of expanding on the nuclear deal if negotiators are able to salvage the old one. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States, saying today that the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong issued the statement after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal her brother's recent statement that North Korea must be ready for both dialogue and confrontation, but more for confrontation.
Well, the clear signal they could send is to say, yeah, let's sit down and begin negotiations. We think that just as in the case of the Iranian nuclear issue, with the North Korea nuclear issue, there is no substitute for diplomacy to begin to make progress towards that ultimate objective, the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Kim Yo-jong's statement came as the top U.S. envoy on North Korean affairs, Song Kim, is visiting South Korea. Local police say Taliban fighters have taken control of dozens of districts that have fallen to the Taliban since May 1st. Hollywood actress Angelina Jolie has visited war-weakened Burkina Faso to show solidarity with people who continue to welcome the displaced despite grappling with their own insecurity, and said the world isn't doing enough to help. As special envoy to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Jolie marked World Refugee Day on Sunday in Burkina Faso's refugee camp in the Sahel. While Burkina Faso has been battling a five-year Islamic insurgency linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State that has killed thousands and displaced more than 1 million people, it's also hosting more than 22,000 refugees, from the majority of them being Malian. And COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the disaster in March of 2020, while the drive to put shots in arms hit another encouraging milestone on Monday, 150 million Americans fully vaccinated. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.